Andrew, just the healing, unforgiveness. That is our module today. Okay, hallelujah. Well, let us just pray in Jesus' name. God, makes the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to him in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. My strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a gift of God's grace. We get it at the cross. It's where Jesus' blood ran red. And that famous song that Chris Tomlin sings that I picked out at the cross. We trust in Jesus to heal us. It is the healing and the freeing of the heart. What a miracle. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. There's my testimony about Pastor Joshua and Pastora Sarah. As they were walking in the neighborhood, one day they came across a lady in a wheelchair. And as they were walking, the Lord told them that she had unforgiveness as they were walking. Well, they ministered to her, and they finally convinced her that she had indeed unforgiveness. Joshua and Sarah heard that through the phone call that when the lady got home, that she called that person, and that person that she had unforgiveness for, she ended up apologizing. And the next thing she knew, the next day, she was walking around. Hallelujah. She was walking from a wheelchair to walking in one day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Overview. Your salvation package determines what you can pray for. The Bible defines what is in your salvation package. Faith in your prayers is the title deed to the promise blessings. Faith in promises bring the promises into manifestation, and pray and patience is the spiritual force which overcomes the hindrances. The main hindrance is unforgiveness. Prayer and unforgiveness. Number one, the model prayer. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see, the Father can't forgive you if you won't forgive. Pure and simple. That's what it says. In the mountain moving prayer, it says Mark 11:25, it says, when you stand praying, forgive. And when you have ought to have ought against any, that your Father will that also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Again, here it is. If you don't forgive, he can't forgive you. A tree commanding prayer, number three. Luke 17:1. Then he said unto his disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him whom they come. It be better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck, and he cast into the sea than any that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day again turn to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Whoa. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Hallelujah. Increase our faith, Lord. In 6 it says, and the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might have said to the sycamine tree, be plucked out by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Hallelujah. You see, they were going by the Old Testament. That's why they says, increase our faith, Lord. You see, faith, when it seems impossible to forgive someone, you need to forgive. But you just can't do it by faith alone. You see, God commands us to forgive. God commands us to forgive. If we want to obey God, if we really, truly want to obey Him, we need to give it to God. Give it to Him. If you can't forgive someone, but He says forgive, give it to God, because He can do it all. Jesus gave the extreme that we are to forgive 70 by 7, Matthew 18:22, which seemed to be impossible, who were thinking of the old covenant, a tooth for a tooth. They knew that Jesus was referring to something endless. Go on and on and on and on. They knew that. But they were still thinking of the Old Testament. A tooth for a tooth. Hey, isn't that what we were taught? You see, God does everything for a reason. He does everything for a reason. See, God uses the sycamine tree as an example because the tree, the root system goes real deep into the water system, into the water table. And it is not that the tree is that large. It's the root system that is the issue. It's just like the root system of unforgiveness. It's large. The tree will grow back, but if not all the roots are taken out, that's how what it's like with unforgiveness. It's not entirely taken out. It comes back. See, it comes back to us. The hidden, and of course, Satan is right there. He's right there. And the hidden source of offense comes back to bite us if we don't totally forgive. See, we must forgive from the heart. And if we don't forgive from the heart, we have a problem. That's how he states in faith is a mustard seed. The power of faith can forgive. We need to completely forgive. A person that can speak to the bitterness and the unforgiveness that they have in their hearts, they have in their heart to forgive. You see, the love. That's where the power comes from. That's where he gets the power. You need to forgive. It's from the heart. That's the issue. You have to forgive from the heart. The fruit of the tree is bitter. The fruit of unforgiveness is also bitter. The wood is used in making coffins. Unforgiveness leads to death. We know that. A coffin is a symbol of death. Jesus was a carpenter by trade, right? He must have known about the sycamine tree. The tree is fast growing, just like bitterness and unforgiveness. It will grow and start to take over. When these ugly attitudes are allowed to creep in slowly, they will not only ruin the condition of your own heart, but they will ruin your relationship with others. The fruit is pollinated by wasp. Wasp uses its stinger to the heart of the fruit, to the seed of the fruit. How many times have we heard in our lives, I got stung by this person. Wow. That really just kind of just, ooh, that kind of nails it right there. 4, blank check prayer. John 14:16. Especially John 16:1. But in John 14:14, it says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Anything means anything. It means personal finances or whatever your heart desires. You will have it in Jesus' name. 5, earth-shaping prayer. Matthew 18, especially 6, verses 6, 15, 18, and 19. These are the ones I'm going to be doing. In Matthew 8, 6, it says, but those who offend the little ones, which believe in me, will be far better for him, for a millstone hang about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. 15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him it's his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained a brother. Matthew 18:18. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. 19, it says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Heaven forbid if we influence those who do not know. The Lord helps us to forgive. And when we do, we gain a brother. Hallelujah. The Lord, if we both agree on something, it shall be bound or loosed, whatever we decide. Whatever we decide, we bound and loose, because we agree, it shall be done. Now, in the 5 teachings on prayer, Jesus talked about forgiveness of offense, and in 35 of these 5 prayers. That's why we need to sow forgiveness, or we turned over to the tormentors at Matthew 18:34, when it talks of the wicked servant who did not take pity of his fellow servant. Unforgiveness is the main hindrance. Now, we need to note that three of the famous teachings on prayer, prayer number 1, number 2, and number 5, Jesus took 30 verses on. They're about 30 verses, in which about 19 or 20 are about forgiving. That many on forgiving. In Matthew 18:21-35, it says, the servant, it talks about the servant who had unforgiveness. The king wanted to put his affairs in order. He talked to the servants, and one of the servants owed, and nowadays that would be millions of dollars, millions of dollars. He says, throw him away. He says, sell him and sell his wife and kids and stuff, and put him in the brig. But the servant cried out, and he said, no, help me. The king had pity on him and said, I forgive you. Everything has been paid for. Everything. It's done. I forgive you. But later that day, that same servant goes to another servant who owed him pennies, really about 50 bucks nowadays, 50 bucks, and continues to harass him. And he even threatens him with foreclosure. And he actually has him jailed. But when the other servants heard about this, they came to the king and they complained. The king called this other servant that didn't have any forgiveness. And he said, you, because you didn't have any forgiveness, and I forgave you, but you didn't forgive this little one, this other person, I'm going to cast you out. I'm going to cast you to a faraway place. Cast you to the tormentors. He's going to be tormented. But in the meantime, he said, I'm going to make sure that you are, that I'm going to sell all of your things. I'm going to decree all of these things. All of these things that I have initially said to you, I'm going to do them. So the main thing is that we need to forgive. We need to forgive from our heart. We need to forgive from our heart. That's the main thing. The main thing is that we forgive. Choose to sow forgiveness or unforgiveness. In Mark 11:25, it says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may forgive your trespasses. Forgive others, that your Heavenly Father may forgive you. That's the main thing, is that we forgive. Matthew 6:12, forgive others, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive. That's all it is. Basically, forgive. As we have forgiven others. Matthew 6:14, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Again, it talks about forgiveness. We need to forgive. Everyone, forgive. If you forgive men, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Mark 11:26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And if you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you, who is in heaven. The main thing is that we need to forgive, but we need to forgive from our heart. Matthew 6:15, but if you do not forgive men and their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive men, neither will he forgive you. That's right. He won't forgive. If you don't forgive, he can't forgive. It says in his word, and he can't go against his word. Hebrews 6:18, it says that he cannot lie. He can't lie. Luke 6:37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. There was a lady in a hospital, and she had an inoperable challenge. The challenge was in a location where it was difficult to get to, but the doctors also said they couldn't operate on her because of the location. Well, Pastor Joshua and Sarah were ministering to the lady, and they noticed that she had unforgiveness for about 20 years. They told her that she had unforgiveness and that she needed to repent. Well, that night, she called everyone that offended her and mended their relationships. The next day, the doctors ran some tests and they realized that they could operate. The operation was a success. Now she was healed, healthy, and whole. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a Catholic priest, and he was testifying. He says, when I first got ordained as a priest, he says, I believed that 50%, when I first was counseling, he says, I believe that 50% of all problems were at least partly due to unforgiveness. After 10 years in ministry, I revised my estimate and maintained there was like 75 to 80% of all health, marital, family, and financial problems came from unforgiveness. Now, after more than 20 years of ministry, I have concluded that over 90% of problems are rooted in unforgiveness. Now, after roughly 40 years of counseling, Pastor Joshua thinks it should be at least 99% of all problems are a result of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. 99%. Wow. Therefore, sow forgiveness. Number 7. Sow forgiveness to receive forgiveness from God. Amen. For if you sow unforgiveness, you will reap unforgiveness. Don't go that route. Please don't go that route. You don't want to have unforgiveness. Now, there's 3 types of unforgiveness. One of them is the obvious. It's kind of like I had an issue at work, and there was this guy. I was kind of in charge of him in a way. But he would continually do his own thing. Continually. I mean, he was independent. You couldn't tell him what to do. But I couldn't write him up because the higher-ups were afraid to let him go. They're afraid of a lawsuit. But when he did decide to leave, it was like a breath of fresh air, let me tell you. But I came to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, I know I've sinned because I tried to forgive this person, but I just could not. That's when I had to have the faith. That's when I had to have the faith because I used to deal with this guy every day. Every day I had to deal with this guy. But you know what? Because I had the faith and I just gave it to God, I said, God, just help me with this. He helped me. Now there was a more of a subtle thing, which is number 2. I had a pair of sandals that I really liked. And I took them to the beach. And I saw a couple that I knew, that I liked, and they seemed really nice. And I said, can I sit with you guys? And I said, yeah. They said, great. So I went to the water and came back, and all of a sudden I realized, no sandals. But I noticed he was gone. And she didn't know where he went. And then I realized he was gone, and my sandals were gone. And I had forgotten about them until the Lord mentioned that to me when I was doing this module. And he said, even though you've forgotten about it, have you forgiven them? And I say, no. He said, well, then you know what to do. I said, yes, I do. So I forgave them, but basically I didn't forgive. God has already forgiven us. He's already forgiven us. He died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, so he already forgave. And then there's the third party. Now, Pastor Matthew told us of this TV evangelist. He was experienced and on a TV set. He was watching this guy, and Pastor Matthew noticed that he was getting an attitude toward this guy. And he said, "Lord, what's going on here?" And the Lord told him that evangelist had hurt this person that he really cared for. His friend, his good friend. So he thanked the Lord and thanked the Lord for forgiving him. So those are three: obvious, the subtle, and the third party. Unforgiveness, see, blocks all prayers. Unforgiveness blocks your relationship with Jesus. It does that. It blocks your relationship with Jesus. Unforgiveness blocks your relationship with Jesus. Unforgiveness blocks your prayers. Unforgiveness hinders your prayers being answered. Unforgiveness leads to sickness and death. When you stay in forgiveness, you will die. If you stay in unforgiveness, you will die because you have forgiven, because you have been cut off from life. And life, and based on John 14:6, Jesus is life. So, you don't want to do that. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Luke 6:37, judge not and ye shall be judged. Condemn not and ye shall be not condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Now those mentioned before, but for we need to forgive, and it shall be forgiven us. 1 Peter 3:7, husbands likewise, dwell with the understanding, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together with the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Sin hinders your prayers. Be not bitter against your wife. In Colossians 3:19, it says, husbands, love your wives. Do not be bitter toward them. 4. Psalm 66:18, if I regard the iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. If there's iniquity in your heart, he will not hear your prayers. Think about that. So some of you who were praying but had unforgiveness and say, Lord, what's going on? You understand that now. 5, 1 John 3:20-22. For if your heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if your heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You see, if the heart condemns you, your prayers are not answered. But if we trust in God to forgive us, our heart, it won't forgive us. It won't condemn us. We need to forgive. In Psalm 103:3, it says, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Forgiveness precedes healing. That's right. Which is easier? They're both the same. They both require God, His intervention, His grace. John, James 5:14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Hallelujah. You need to forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Matthew number 7, Matthew 18:35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother and their trespasses. With unforgiveness you are turned over to the tormentors. Remember that. With unforgiveness, you are turned over to the tormentors. And the tormentors are demons who, what? Who cause you to sin. Who cause you sicknesses and disease and pain, all of that stuff. That's what the tormentors are. 8. 1 Corinthians 5:5. Deliver such one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. With the lack of forgiveness, you are turned over to Satan for the destruction of your flesh. Now, I don't know if you have this one, but this scripture, but I'm going to put it in here, because Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Remember that, forgiving one another, as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You see, love is the answer. We need to have a love for that person who forgives. If we have love in our heart, we will forgive. There's a testimony I like to give. His name is Michael. He became born again and VBS while in grammar school. He was a regular blue-collar guy. Love all that, really connected easily with people that were in the trades, really connected them. So he was a really down-to-earth guy. After some jobs he took at night, after things started to get slow, he had a dream that had told him, it says, not to take that job. But he took it anyway. He went with God's will. He ended up getting shot in the back while on a motorcycle. Apparently a cop had pulled him over. He was paralyzed from the waist down. People told him that he said when he got out of hot surgery that he needed to forgive the policeman that shot him. Wow. So he said he was going to forgive this policeman that shot him. And when they told him that, he repeated the statement and believed it because God had wanted him to do that. So he forgave. But as years went on and passed, his grandfather had passed away. He started to get to a low point. His father passed away. His dad committed suicide. His friends rejected him. And at one point, he cried out to God. He said, God, he says, I don't know if I can take this any longer. That's when one of his friends called and asked him to a Bible study. He went. He was convicted. Later on, he asked the DA if he could speak to the officer that shot him. They eventually met and both started to cry. And Michael said everything was left in their room. All that unforgiveness, all of that talk, just everything was left there. It was done. They had the trial, and Michael officially forgave the police officer. The trial had gotten a lot of TV coverage. He publicly said that the forgiveness was in the Bible. Forgiveness is in the Bible. He said that several of his friends came to see the Lord, or came to the Lord as a result of it all. One day as he was driving, a pain attacked him. He cried out to the Lord and he said, "I love you, Lord. I love you." And immediately he said, it was like a warm oil just started to flood him. And it actually went down through his legs. He felt that too. And from that point on, he said, "I believed." He says, "I believed I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus." That's it. Amen. Amen. He had been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that's true. He has been healed. He hasn't been manifested yet, but it's true. D, process of forgiveness. Identification. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to identify. That's the Holy Spirit. John 14:26, "But if the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now we need to forgive. Number two. Even when you don't feel like it, forgive. We have to have that faith. Forgive. When you forgive, you let the light in. And darkness begins to fade. And the shackles will fall. And all of us screamed, "Freedom! Hallelujah! Freedom. We have freedom! Freedom!" Luke 6:28. "Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despisefully use you." Galatians 5:6. "But faith worketh by love." Amen. Repent of unforgiveness. 1 John 1:9, which is that famous verse we all know. "If we confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And we need to believe the prayer of faith. Believe, and that we will receive. Amen. Mark 11:24. "Therefore we say unto you, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you received, and you shall have them." Action. Act as though it is done. It has been done. James 1:22. "But if you be doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving your own selves." Matthew 5:44. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." We need to act because we have the faith. And we are doers. When we believe the word of God, we do. We do it because we are doers of the word. We need to watch our words. Treat remembrances as offenses as sin. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Amen. I'm going to lead you in the prayer, but we need to forgive. And we sow forgiveness. Not unforgiveness, but forgiveness. You see, unforgiveness blocks all our prayers. And we need to forgive constantly. Now, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Okay? A prayer of forgiveness. Now, all of you, take out whatever things that you were supposed to. I guess there was an assignment for all of you, or most of you. You had an assignment, and whatever you had who was offended you. That you needed to forgive them. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus. Okay, just follow me. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I come before you.
And confess my sin of unforgiveness.
That I have toward, of course you can insert your toward, and then you insert the person or persons. Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
That you are faithful.
That you are faithful.
And to forgive us, to forgive and to cleanse us.
To forgive me and cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you.
I ask that you forgive me
of my holding on to
unforgiveness.
And Father, in the name of Jesus,
I also forgive myself
for holding on unforgiveness toward, and then you insert that person or persons. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I want to forgive you.
For I have sometimes blamed you
for allowing the person to hurt me.
Forgive you. I forgive you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, now we're going to bless those people. Okay? That we just forgiven. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I bless. And okay, and then we insert the name of that person or persons. I pray blessings on them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you enrich their life.
If they don't know you, Father,
I pray that you send laborers of the harvest.
To cross their path.
To minister the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If they do know you,
I pray that you bring laborers across their path.
And show them how to draw closer to you.
Father, bless them and their families.
Bless them in their health.
Bless them in their relationships.
Bless them in every area of their lives.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we need some song. Everybody needs to kind of like kick it up a notch. Because we're going to need to sing. Hallelujah. Okay, these are the words. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. I love you with the love of the Lord. Okay, now ready? Now everybody needs to shut their eyes. Everybody needs to shut their eyes and think about that person or persons whom you are forgiving. Okay, I need you to do that. Just shut your eyes. Forgive that person or and that persons who may have forgive you. I'll say. And they'll repeat after me. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I can see in you
the glory of my King. I love you
with the love of the Lord.
Again. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I can see in you the glory of my King.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, you still have the that list in front of you of those that you have wrote down, breaking curses or for of sins and curses. You should still have that in front of you there. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer now, breaking the curses. We've done the confession part. Now we want to break the curses. Behind that, take care of the demonic issues. We talked about that a few lessons ago, about the importance of not just dealing with the relationship with God, but also dealing with now the demonic components behind it. So if you don't happen to have a physical list, but you've got a list in your mind, you might want to lay your hand on your head. I'm just joking. Okay. Okay. So... I'll go ahead and lead you in this prayer of breaking curses. In the name of Jesus, I repent of the sin of unforgiveness, taking offense, and letting a root of bitterness grow in my heart. In the name of Jesus, I have forgiven every person from my heart, and in the name of Jesus, I have blessed them from my heart. In the name of Jesus, I renounce Satan, every demon, devil, and evil spirit behind this sin. And in the name of Jesus, I take away the legal right of Satan, every demon, devil, and evil spirit to operate on me, my body, or my life because of the sin. In the name of Jesus, I break every ungodly tie, ungodly soul tie to this sin and to every person and spiritual being connected to or behind this sin. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse, every vow, every covenant, every contract, every hold, every hook, and every connection to evil resulting from this sin. In the name of Jesus, I have been set free by Jesus Christ. He or she, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this is an example that you need to follow whenever you find yourself offended at somebody, getting an unforgiveness, then confess a sin, pull out your sample prayer for breaking curses. This was actually module 16, the prayer, and you can forgive them and then go through the prayer of breaking the curses. Those of you who have gone on in healing school, semester two and semester three in the past. We have a revised version of this. If that's what you're using, then go ahead and use that. But those of you who are new, you can go ahead and use this one until that revised one is in your hand sometime in the future. All right. God bless you. Amen.